Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. Hopefully this is recording okay. It might sound a little bit different because I'm using a headphone mic instead of my regular mic that I use to record these episodes. And that is because I had to switch cars with my wife this morning because she had an emergency call for a birth that she's helping out with. And I had to drop the boys off at school, so I didn't have my mic, so therefore I'm using this mic, and hopefully it's actually recording through this mic. We will see if that all works out. I didn't get up to a ton of stuff last night. I DJ'd for most of it, and that was just due to, I was kind of feeling inspired to DJ. My cousin in the UK, he uploaded a DJ mix, and actually before I talk about that, I'll just chat about my cousin. He was actually the one that kind of got me into DJing. I think I was, I'm trying to remember the year, but I think I was like 16, I want to say. It was before I graduated, I know that much. And we went back to England to visit some family, because growing up, for those that don't know, I guess I should kind of, preface saying that I was born in London, England, and I moved to Canada when I was about 11 years old, and, it's just me, my mom and dad, and, yeah, I have no family that live here. All of my family is back in London, so, when I was a teenager, my parents and I, we would go visit, family every few years, probably up until I was kind of in my early 20s, so... Yeah, we would visit family every few years, and my cousin sent me a mixtape that he made when he first started to learn how to DJ, and it was this new music at the time called UK Garage, and I kind of fell in love with that form of music. It kind of mixed like hip-hop and R&B and soul music with like more electronic music, more dance music. It was kind of a fusion of like a lot of the music that I liked kind of growing up. And it was kind of a new, exciting form of music. For those that don't know, that genre of music kind of inspired many other forms of music, whether it was grime or dubstep or, you know, many other genres that kind of came after that. And anyways, yeah, so he sent me this tape. I kind of fell in love with the music. The internet was kind of an early thing back then. We were still connecting to the internet through phone lines, and I think recently I got internet access to my house for the first time, so I was slowly learning about the music through kind of forums and people uploading really bad quality rips of vinyl. Were really super low bitrate, but since I could get my hands on it, yeah, I think at that stage too, DJ software was kind of in its infancy, and there were a few things that I think Traktor just started to release, which is the DJ software that I still use today. There was a very primitive, like, 1.0 version of that that I downloaded. And using these badly, bad quality MP3s, I kind of started to try and emulate what my cousin did on little turntables. I think then shortly after, we visited the UK, and we spent a lot of time in my cousin's bedroom. And he kind of showed me the ropes of, like, how to essentially DJ. And a lot of those techniques I kind of brought back to Canada with me. And I actually applied those to kind of the digital software that I was using at the time. And I kind of built up from there to kind of present day where, you know, nobody's really using vinyl per se anymore. We're using either like controllers or turntables using DBS software, which is a way to use records to kind of control software. So yeah, he uploaded, to make a long story longer, he uploaded yesterday a R&B mix, which it's kind of uncharacteristically like him. Wait, does that make sense? It's not like him. He's kind of like me. He kind of sticks to more electronic genres of music. And he uploaded this kind of throwback R&B mix. And it's super well done. And used a lot of songs that I kind of like forgot about, and yeah, it was just a really well put together mix. So it kind of inspired me last night to do a bit of DJing myself. So I did that for a few hours, and actually revisited kind of my R&B library of music, and man, 90s R&B music holds a really special place in kind of my musical upbringing. I don't know, like, kids today, like, even the concept of, like, a slow jam, like, I can't really remember, like, even listening to, like, current pop music. Like, there's no, like, real definitive, like, slow jam, or slow jams are so rare nowadays. Like, I often wonder, like, what do kids slow dance to at dances in high school, or do they even slow dance anymore? And that was huge in high school. Like, it seems kind of silly as, you know, now being grown up, in my mid-30s, and have a wife and three kids, like, it's kind of hard to remember a time when you kind of had butterflies in your stomach, because you were slow dancing with a girl that you had a crush on in high school. But I just remember school dances being such a big deal, and a lot of that was, you know, the music that kind of surrounded that. And I think R&B music, like those slow jams, quote unquote, like without those, I don't know, like, what you would slow dance to. I even remember my first slow dance. I think I was in, it was like tail end of grade 6. It was I Swear by All for One, which is really, really cheesy to think about. But it was a big deal to me, and I think it's sad that we probably have a generation of kids that don't really know that feeling or meaning of having a slow dance and a slow jam. So, yeah. Maybe that's just a sign of me being old, dancing at the sock hop, so to speak, but, yeah, hopefully this actually did. And, yeah, have a good day, and I'll chat to you guys tomorrow.